I'm Mike Monday. I've been in the media now for over 40-something years. I want to talk a few minutes about Bill Payne because Bill Payne was the one that got me started in radio. He hired me in Edmond, Oklahoma at his little radio station there on Boulevard. It was in his garage of his home. He hired me to come in and do on-air and a variety of other jobs. I swept the floors, filled the pop machine. Whatever Bill needed to have done, I did. And I learned a lot. Bill gave me an astounding salary of $0. I don't know how he did it with the labor board, but he was able to get it done. I will say that I did learn a lot of the basics there at KWHP Radio. And Bill, of course, you know, Bill had an ego. Most people don't know this, but KWHP stands for King William H. Payne. That's where he came up with the call letters. Bill was one of the first radio stations in Oklahoma to have a mobile studio. It was a very, very small little mobile home on wheels. But he was able to take that and convert it into the KWHP mobile studio. Bill played a lot of really good music, you know, Vic Damone, Bing Crosby, along that line. And whenever Bill would leave town, I would pull out all my rock and roll records from the 50s and early 60s, and I would turn the radio station into what is now known as an oldie station, but back then it was more current. Bill Payne and I go way back, and I look at him as a very close personal friend. Of course, his wife Gail was instrumental in helping him with the radio station. Gail, Bill's better half, was a tremendous support to him in building the radio station. They built KWHP Radio from virtually nothing. Bill Payne is a very close and dear friend of mine, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a radio pro. He will soon have KWHP Radio in a museum in Edmond, Oklahoma. They'll have pictures of Bill there. They'll have all kinds of stuff relating to KWHP Radio. Of course, it's pretty unusual for somebody to be in a museum and still alive, but that just goes to show you what Bill does. Bill, congratulations on your award. Next time you come to Oklahoma City, I'll buy you a Guinness. May God bless.